Two of the biggest moments in AI this year happened in the same fortnight, and almost nobody noticed. It's literally insane. There is a particular quiet that arrives when power changes hands. It's not a bang, it's a pause. So what happened? In May, the five companies building the most powerful AI on Earth quietly agreed to let the United States government look at their newest models first. Interestingly enough, days later, the president walked away from the order that would have made that look mandatory by the law, right? So here is where we landed. Government got a foot in the door. The door did not get locked open. So the real question, now it turns human. The model passes through a closed government room. The rest of the world stops seeing a product. They start seeing an arm of the state, right? A technology director in the Gulf put it in one line. Does our AI actually belong to us? Just sit with that for a second. Because it's not his only question, and it's probably not yours either. And right now, there is a race to own the machine. This is why nations are now racing to build sovereign AI. And look, I don't like buzzwords. That simply means AI as a country builds and controls itself so that no foreign hand can ever switch it off. The Gulf is funding it. Japan is funding it. France has already built its own. And when you cannot trust the supplier, you learn to make it yourself. It's what has always happened in business, right? So I've got one question. Why does the world still use the US companies anyway? Here's the thing that confused me at first. If everyone is so worried, why does the whole world still reach for the American models? I'll give you three reasons. One, raw quality. And I'm not just talking about LLMs here. I'm talking about all AI here. The gap has all but closed. The best and American Chinese models now trade the lead. The front runner is ahead, but by under 3%. And I've got a but for you. The Americans still spend more than 20 times what China spends. And that money keeps its models right at the front. Number two, safety. In government testing, the American models refused almost every dangerous request. The cheap open rival went along with most of them. Cheap is not the same as safe. Cheap is not the same as safe. Three, and this is the one nobody talks about. Most of the world's homegrown AI is built on American foundations. One family of American open models sits underneath more than a third of national AI projects on Earth. So even the countries that are trying to break free are building on American ground. That is why a tested, approved model becomes the only safe choice for a hospital, a bank, government department. When you cannot afford to be wrong, you choose the one that has been checked. Look, I'm only scratching the surface here. There's far more to this. The numbers, the names, what it means for the work you're doing right now. And I will be releasing a blog on my Substack by email. If you want the details behind all of this, the link is below. And what I learned whilst I was an IBM futurist, I've seen this instinct before from the inside. Years ago, I worked as a futurist for IBM, and I watched good organizations face a shift. They did not choose and could not stop. The ones who panicked lost. The ones who stayed clear-eyed and asked the quiet question, who actually controls this? They were the ones still standing 5 years later. Control is not paranoia. Control is preparation. And here's the plot twist. Here is the part almost everyone misses. Even as Washington loosened its grip, the security standards it wrote are spreading across the world anyway, because most homegrown AI is still built on American foundations. Build on that ground and you will inherit those rules, whether you signed up for them or not. It's not a weakness. It's how you become the trusted default. Now, what this means for you. Now, you are not a government. You do not need a supercomputer, but you are making the same choice on a smaller scale every single time you build your work on someone else's machine. So, ask yourself three questions. Whose tool is this? What happens if the rules change tomorrow? And could someone else switch it off? You do not need to fear the answers. You just need to know them. And because the people who win from here are not the ones with the cleverest tools, they are the ones who can find the signal in all this noise, who can read a confusing week like this one and know exactly what to do on Monday morning. That clarity is learnable. It's closer than it looks. And once you have it, all of this stops being and feeling like weather happening to you. And it starts feeling like ground you can build on. So you need to go to Monday Influencer and go and sign up for that, because we have some incredible content that comes out every week, and we've got a massive archive of amazing experts in our program. We'd love to see you there.